like we're going to have our kids with us today. So kids, try to sit down, sit still, don't make too many unnecessary movements because that will distract the adults. The most important thing that you can do is study God's Word. So as you grow up, don't forget that. You're going to need it. And I was doing a series on distractions, but I was led to do a talk on the economic depression and the Client Nation USA to kind of clear up some things for you so that you can understand some of the trends that we're going through. Because some of the things that I've heard from believers let me know that they need some things cleared up in regards to what the Bible teaches about all these things. So that's what we're going to try to accomplish. And then next time I'll get back on the my series on distractions. I believe we got like one more lesson on that. And then we should be able to finish up the book and you can have it available. It'll be available in the back. Hopefully by the time the semester starts. So what causes an economic depression in a client nation? As I mentioned, I've heard several believers state that our economic slowdown is attributed to President Bush. Is that true? If not, then who is to blame for our economic depression? That's what these believers thought. Bush is the blame to this. So let's begin with our scripture we read this morning, Romans chapter 13, and we'll read three verses there in Romans chapter 13. Turn to Romans chapter 13. A lot of verses to look at. This is the first set of verses we'll look at. Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 1. And let's read 1 through 3. And there it states, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The power to be, or ordain of God, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same." So according to these verses, a believer who rebels or criticizes the governing authorities is not submitting to his authorities. Believers, this is written to believers. According to these verses, believers are supposed to submit to the governing authorities for the simple reason, as per these verses, that those authorities have been established by God. They're God ordained. So in actuality, when we rebel or criticize the governing authorities, we are doing it against something God has ordained, in essence, against God. So we can rebel and criticize God and not even realize it. According to Romans 13:2, this can bring civil and or divine judgment. So we got to be careful about that. In actuality, the economic status of a client nation to God is often a sign of the spiritual status of that nation. And we're talking about the client nation. And so, got to remember the principle that as goes the believer, so goes the client nation to God. And that begins with us, believers. That's what we got to remember. But when economic depression occurs, we always seem to blame somebody. It's their fault. No, it's their fault. Such as the federal government. It's the federal government's fault. They're to blame for this economic depression. That's the policies of government. That's where the problem is. Sure, the bureaucracy, that's where the problem is. That's what we say to ourselves. Or it's the Bush administration. That's the cause of this economic depression we're going through. So we always blame somebody. But whatever the obvious reason might be, the economic status of a client nation to God goes much deeper than that. And that's what we're going to try to see. It is actually a reflection of the spiritual status of that nation. So economic depression actually means that the pivot of believers is growing smaller. Believers in Jesus Christ. That's you and all of us all together. Believers in Jesus Christ, it's growing smaller. And we're going to see that. And the simple reason is because believers are not advancing to maturity. And that has consequences if we don't do that. Us as believers, if we're not advancing to maturity, we're going to see the consequences. The consequences mean that God is simply exercising the divine choice in administering the five cycles of discipline. And, you heard us mention it before, the five cycles of discipline. And they are mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23. That's where they're all found. So let's begin to understand how these things work. The five cycles of discipline. I'll look at a couple of them that deal with the economic depression, beginning with point one. So let's look at point one. And we see that the word famine in the Bible has a reference to economic depression and natural disasters. Our Lord prophesied that there would be wars, that there would be famines until his return. And war is simply the manifestation of man's arrogance. And a depression manifests man's total function of the sin nature. But, the Bible does advocate free enterprise as part of the laws of divine establishment. If you're taking the arrogance class, you understand those divine laws or the divine establishments. But unfortunately, free enterprise is violated by sin. It is violated by human good. It is violated by evil. When those enter the equation, then free enterprise becomes faulty. And this results in a recession, an economic depression when this happens. Thus, in the natural course of life, an economic depression is going to happen. It's going to happen periodically. And this is why it is important for believers to reach maturity. Because if we don't, we are basically useless to God. He can't use us. So it's important to reach maturity. Otherwise, we cannot be used by God. We are useless when we live our own plan for our lives instead of His plan for our lives. And His plan includes using His power system. And you got to understand what that power system is. You can't use it unless you know what it is. And part of maturity, that's you begin to understand that power system and you begin to use it. And also being free from all kinds of arrogance. And there's a lot of arrogance, little forms of arrogance that we get involved in. And depression is simply actually designed to wake people up. It's to wake us up. We seem to be sleepwalking when it comes to the Christian way of life. And we begin rejecting biblical truth. And when we reject biblical truth, there is a strong delusion that happens. And part of that rejection includes simply not putting God's truth as number one priority. And when that happens, we become indifferent about what the Bible teaches. When we don't put it as number one priority. So an economic depression indicates that part of the population is operating in Satan's system of arrogance. And this has consequences. There are a ton of poor decisions being made that go against God's laws of divine establishment because people are ignorant of those laws. Because if you don't put number one priority of God's word, then you're not going to learn on these things. And you're going to go on your own wisdom. And that has consequences. Bunch of poor decisions. You make poor decisions, there's going to be consequences to poor decisions. You make good decisions, there are consequences to good decisions. So it's called the law of volitional responsibility. We take responsibility for what we choose. And when we make bad decisions, we hurt nobody but ourselves. As we discuss in the arrogance class, we deal with the law of volitional responsibility. And then we suffer the consequences. And when the weight of the consequences come falling on top of our head, then we always say, why is God letting this happen to us? And we do it to ourselves because we make bad choices because God's word is not number one priority. And unfortunately, that's what happens. Poor decisions. Therefore, as a result, recession and depression are part of the cycles of discipline. So let's begin to see how they work in a client nation. So hopefully this will help you interpret some of the things that are going on in client nation USA today. So we don't do like those believers that said, it's the Bush administration's fault, we're going through this. Okay, well, let's see what the Bible has to say. That's all that is, personal opinion. And we as believers in Jesus Christ are to give divine viewpoint, not personal opinion. So let's look at point two. Point two states that recession as part of divine discipline on a national entity is the second cycle of discipline. It's found in Leviticus. So turn, let's look at Leviticus. Let's look at what the Bible has to teach on these things. Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26, and we'll read verses 18 through 20. Leviticus 26, verse 18. And there we read, if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall be not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. So what does this all mean? That is what we're here to find out. If a client nation to God does not turn around after the first cycle of discipline, this is the second cycle right here in these verses, but if they do not turn around after the first cycle of discipline, then arrogance sets in. And this is seen in Leviticus 26:19 in the word pride. This is a reference to arrogance. It will be broken, says the Lord. I want to be broken, continue in arrogance. The Lord will break us when we do. And in a client nation, God punishes the arrogant in power that misuse that power. It's His establishment, so He takes care of them. He doesn't need my help, doesn't need none of our help to discipline those in power who abuse that power. He knows how to deal with it, and He will deal with it. And if we get in His way, we're going to get part of that discipline, so we've got to watch it. Stay out of His way. He deals with it. Those that abuse power, that are in power. In the same verse, the heaven being made iron and the earth being made brass refers to drought. Of course, drought means economic disaster, resulting in economic depression. In Leviticus 26:20, we see that the land shall not yield her increase, nor the trees yield their fruit. In other words, no matter how hard you work, you cannot produce food, rather. And so we got to remember that when these words were written, they were written during an agricultural economy. And this was before, of course, before our industrial economy came about. This was an agriculture economy at the time. The point is that people work hard for nothing. Today, this is known as inflation. We can relate to that, huh? Working hard for nothing. That's inflation. Prices going so high, we work hard for nothing. So today, it's known as inflation. And there are times when, of course, it helps when you budget. But budgeting is a little bit different than being cheap. Now, being cheap is actually when you go to the dollar store and you complain about the prices there. That is just being cheap. I don't know why I keep doing that, but I guess I'm cheap. You ever want to mess with those cashiers in there? Next time they yell at you, I'll check you out over here. Yell back at them. Just check me out from there. Check me out from there. Oh boy. Tough crowd. See, buying chick. So inflation is the basis for economic depression under the fourth cycle of discipline, as found in Leviticus 23:26. Same chapter. Let's look there. Look at the fourth cycle of discipline. Chapter 26, for this time, verse 23 through 26. Leviticus 26:23 states, "And if ye will not reform by me by these things, but will walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary unto you, and I will punish you seven times for your sins." So increases the punishment, increases seven more times again. And then verse 25, "And I will bring sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your client, your cities rather, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered unto the hands of the enemy. And when I have broken thy staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied." So in Leviticus 26:26, 10 women breaking bread in one oven means there is food rationing. That's what that means. It means that after eating a small piece of bread, you're just as hungry as before. So the second cycle of discipline is economic recession. The fourth cycle of discipline is economic depression. And only the spiritual recovery of the believer will deliver a client nation from its economic depression. Only the believer. No administration is going to deliver the client nation. It's the believer who delivers a client nation from an economic depression. Some of y'all might remember some of the footage from the Great Depression, 1929, during the Great Depression. There was people in line for food rationing. That was the U.S. that these things were going on in, back in 1929. So it's happened already before in the past. But there was a rise in good Bible exposition at the time. And some of the greatest teachers of that generation became known. And as a result of spiritual recovery came along long before an economic recovery. It wasn't due to Roosevelt's New Deal. It was due to the believer growing because of those great Bible teachers that the Lord rose up during that day. That's what delivered the Klein Nation during that time, and that's what's going to deliver this Klein Nation. It's unfortunate that economic disaster, like warfare and disease, always has a tendency to bring people back to the reality of eternal God. It's unfortunate that that's what it takes for us to be slapped back into reality. Otherwise, we have a tendency to get entrenched in Satan's world system of arrogance in all its diverse forms. And there are quite a few. And that's why the Lord moved me to offer a 2-semester course in it. So you want to know all about it, then that's the class you want to take. So let's look at point 3. When a client nation is under the 4th or 5th cycle of discipline, only the pivot of mature believers has enough historical impact for deliverance. So let's turn to this verse here in Psalms. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 23. Psalms 33. And we'll read verses 16 through 19. Psalms 33. And in Psalms 33:16, we read that there is no king saved by the multitude of his hosts. Talking about his army here. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall be delivered by his great strength. Talking about the horsepower. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Or in other words, personally love him. Upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. This is economic depression. So in the time when Psalms 33 was written, you got to remember that human solutions were such things as the size of an army or the strength of an individual and the ability of the horse. Yet none of these things can deliver anybody. So there are no answers to a client nation in apostasy apart from spiritual recovery. That's the only way. Otherwise, it'd be looking for answers, but there are none. So this emphasizes how important we are as members of the royal family of God. We are very important. And our momentum in the protocol plan of God is of extreme importance. Each one of us can impact the recovery of this nation, Klein Nation USA. Unfortunately, there are much distractions today, or just plain old indifference in growing in grace by believers. That's where the problem is right there. And we're going downhill as believers in Jesus Christ. Economic depression is often caused by rejection of biblical truth as it is taught by those authorized to teach it. And of course, in the Old Testament, these teachers were prophets and Levitical priests. And in the New Testament, they were first apostles. And now, today, they are pastor teachers. Is those that are authorized to teach God's word. And let's again turn to Psalms. Let's look at some more verses. Got a lot of verses to look at. Psalms, but this time, chapter 105. Chapter 105. And let's look at verse 15. Psalms 105, verse 15. And we read saying, touch not, or in other words, be hostile against, says the Lord, my anointing, those who teach biblical truth, and do my prophets no harm. Why? Look at the next verse. In other words, basically, what this verse 15 is saying is, do not reject the message or the messenger. By rejecting the messenger, you reject the message. And look at verse 16. Moreover, he called for a famine, economic depression, upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. So this means to destroy all their food supply. So rejecting God's message and messenger has consequences, doesn't it? So let's move on. To point four, let's look at point four. And point four states that during economic depression, there is generally a lot of false teaching, of false doctrinal truth, which does nothing more than intensify the depression. And you can read some of the verses there that I've included there in Jeremiah. You can read that on your own. I'll just simply tell you that Jeremiah 14 talks about false prophets who prophesy lies from their visions, from the delusions of their own mind. One of the things they said, there will be no sword, there will be no famine. Yet the Lord said of these guys, I didn't send them. Whatever they're saying it out of the delusion of their own mind. And that's what's going on today. They said that back then. And they say that today. I've heard the same things said today. There's going to be no economic depression. So politicians, religious types, and false prophets always prophesy, and promise no depression. Yet, 10 years later, they were destroyed by both, not only sword and famine. So much for these false prophets, huh? And now, let's finish up with point five and see what the Bible says in Hosea. And point five states that Hosea 4, 1 through 6 explains the reason why God administers the five cycles of discipline to a client nation. Turn to Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4, and we'll finish up by reading verse 1 through 6. Now, these passages are addressed to believers. It's believers who are ultimately responsible for the rise or for the fall of a client nation. That's what we got to remember. We are responsible for the rise or the fall of this client nation today. So you want to look at the fall, look in the mirror. Again, Hosea chapter 4. Let's read a verse. We'll begin with verse 1 right there. Hosea 4:1 states, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, talking about the northern kingdom. For the Lord hath a controversy, in other words, an indictment, with the inhabitants of the land, talking about the client nation at that time, because there is no truth. This is, of course, biblical truth. There is no biblical truth, nor is there any mercy. Mercy is grace. Nor knowledge of God in the land. Again, the land is the client nation to God. These things were missing in the client nation. And God had an indictment against Jewish client nations in the Old Testament. And today, he has an indictment against client nation U.S. of A., as he did back then. There is no demand for sound Bible teaching in a time of apostasy. And we live in a time of apostasy. No grace has been applied.